Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. There is a stirring in the land. God is about to shake all nations to bring forth his greater glory in the earth before Jesus returns. But first, he's stirring up the spirits of his people to return to doing the work of the kingdom. Today, God is speaking to us through the words he gave to Zerubbabel and the remnant of those who left Babylonian captivity. It is time to shake off the Babylonian system and be strong and work the works of him that saved us. We grew up in a Babylonian system in our countries in the West here. Everything is under Babylon. And it's interesting because I don't remember what time that it was that the Lord began to open my eyes, because we've only known in my lifetime prayer being restricted from schools, certain things you couldn't do, the craziness, the fight against God since the 60s. And that's all we remember. So we have people who've grown up, and especially this current generation, that wants to demolish the system. Well, God has already got a plan for that. But it's not to go communism. It's not to go socialist. God is saying his kingdom has come. Hallelujah. His will is being done in the earth through his people in this time frame.
Here is this week's message.
Do not place your trust in man. If you do, you will be sorely disappointed. He says, do not fear their threatenings. This is an act of persecution. So he's bringing us up to maturity where we can go forward to receive our inheritance, fight for our inheritance, while the enemy is still doing his thing. And one of the scriptures I got on this one was Acts 4:29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word and do thy will. That's where we need to be, regardless of what they do, regardless. And the Lord will step in as he's saying, and he will fight the battle. Now, this is one of the prophecies that I have on my website. It's letstalkprophecy.com is prophecy site. And this one was called The Jig Is Up. And that's what the Lord called it. The jig was up. So just know that's what's going on. So when he's saying here in Haggai that he's shaking the nations, that's what we're seeing. Now let's move on to, we're going to skip down in Haggai chapter 2. And verse 20. And again, the word of the Lord came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heaven and earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride them. And the horses of the riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make thee a signet, for I have chosen thee, says the Lord of hosts. Now, the message the Lord gave me today, he says, we are his signet ring. Now, some of you may be familiar with what a signet ring is. When a king has a document in the olden days, I don't know how many still do it today, what they do is they have a ring. And on that ring is their insignia that says, okay, this is coming from the king or the queen or whoever the royalty is. And they put it in the wax and they seal something they're sending out. We have, hallelujah, have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. But the Lord is saying we are also his signet, meaning whatever he's given us to do, we are his sign, his wonder, his miracle, proving that God is real and that Jesus did come into the world. So he's seeing it as a signet. And I know this seems like a pretty far-fetched for some people, because you're just going to church. You have no idea what God has placed in you for this season. I have not seen, your ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered into your heart what God has for you if you love him. If you love him means you will obey him. But that scripture goes on to say God has revealed it to our spirits from his spirit. So to get the plan that God has for you, the thing that we don't know of, it's a mystery. But he says you could get it from the spirit. We pray in the spirit. Those you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in the spirit, because we are speaking mysteries to God, in which he will reveal to us mysteries and answers to the things that we have about our lives. So just know that the Lord is giving here instructions to Zerubbabel. Now, one of the things the Lord asked me the other day was, who was Zerubbabel? Now, this I found very interesting. Zerubbabel was the grandson of King Jeconiah. Those who remember the story about the Babylonian captivity, Jeconiah and his family and the people were taken, the nobles were taken by Nebuchadnezzar and taken into captivity. And it was really fascinating because I used to always listen to the Bible on tape. In the book of Matthew, they talk about the genealogy, powerful genealogy. And some people are like, well, somebody back God said, I know. But I always remember Jeconiah because it said, and when I hear it, it would just, I would repeat it because I didn't know why, but it just was significant. Jeconiah was significant. It says in chapter 1 of Matthew, verse 1, and Josiah bet Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel begat Abiud, and Abiud begat Eleazar, and Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor. So they're talking about Jeconiah and why he was important and why Zerubbabel was important, because he was the first leader of the people who were returned from captivity. Now, Zerubbabel, his name means sown or fruit or birthed in Babylon. And here's what the Lord showed me. God, my chaha, baha, ba. We in this generation have been born in Babylon. We grew up in a Babylonian system in our countries in the West here. Everything is under Babylon. And it's interesting because I don't remember what time that it was that the Lord began to open my eyes, because we've only known in my lifetime prayer being restricted from schools, certain things you couldn't do, the craziness, the fight against God since the 60s. And that's all we remember. So we have people who've grown up, and especially this current generation that wants to demolish the system. Well, God has already got a plan for that. But it's not to go communism. It's not to go socialist. God is saying his kingdom has come. Hallelujah. His will is being done in the earth through his people in this time frame. So when you're looking at those of us, as I said, we're born in captivity our whole lives. And actually, we can even go further than that. When Adam sinned, most of the world, all the world was in captivity. But specifically, Babylon is a Babylonian system that not only fights God, but it's about the money. It's about enslaving the people. It's about the government taking over and having control over people. And that's how we have been raised. That's how our political systems have been done, and especially in the West and especially in this nation. So what he's saying is we were also, like Zerubbabel, born in captivity. Now, our seniors, they have had visions. Some of them back in the 50s, they had miracles, signs and wonders. They saw the glory of God, just like Zerubbabel's father had, his grandfather had, not his father, but his grandfather had. They had known about how God took the people out of Egypt. They had seen the signs, wonders, and miracles. And it is indeed a miracle when an offspring of someone who has tasted the goodness and seen the glory of God, hallelujah, to have that desire to come up, to be the first ones to restore the temple, to restore the house of God. And that's who Zerubbabel was. That was what was in his heart. And then, you know, they have to go back and say, now, who was around who actually saw what this temple was like the first time? Who among you now that is living after 7 years of captivity can remember that glory? And God is saying, no matter what it was back in the 50s and 60s and before that, the great hallelujah revivals we had, the Lord is saying the glory of his latter house is going to be greater, because in our day, he's going to shake the nation. He's going to shake the people, and all the wealth is coming back to him. Everything is coming back to God in these last days. And that's the message he gave Zerubbabel. That's the message he's given us today. Powerful message. So we need not fear what the enemy is doing, because he's not going to win. So we have to be bold enough to stand up, because even Zerubbabel, when they were part of building the house of God, we talked about the Sanballats. We talked about Tobias that came against them to try to destroy it. And Ezra talks a lot about it, but Zerubbabel was part of that. So they know that there is an opposition, because the enemy doesn't want us to be strong, especially. And the same thing applies to us as it did in that day. If a people have been in captivity, if they were former slaves, have been in captivity for a long time, there are people who had kingdoms, evil, wicked kingdoms, who think they don't deserve to have this. And that people, poor people, don't deserve to have this. But what God is saying, it was theirs all along. That's why when he took him out of Egypt the first time, what did he do? He said, I'm sending you into the wilderness, and you're going to have to remove these squatters. And that's what he's saying today. We're going to have to be strong. And the people who are holding, coming against us, the giants in the land, they will fall. The giants will fall. I decree and declare the giant that's holding you, your stuff that's on your property, that's holding your family, captivity, your ministry, whatever God has called you, your inheritance will fall in the name of Jesus in this season. And that's what God is saying, because he has a promise to restore the greater glory. Hallelujah. The greater glory. So he said he's going to shake the heavens and earth. And all of this is coming back in. And as he told Zerubbabel, in that day, you're going to be my signet ring. And it's like, what day? The day of the shaking. And what he's saying now is we're in the process of seeing that shaking. And let me share with you. Oh, hallelujah. This was a prophecy the Lord gave me. Again, you can find this on letstalkprophecy.com. It was the prophecy he gave me for 2023. And I'll read just portion of it, because when he talks about the shaking, what he's going to do in this time frame, he says, I will act, says God. I will act with a power never seen before. When will it start? He said, it's starting now, and it would increase throughout the years and beyond. He says, I'm taking back the earth for righteousness, and who can stop me? I am taking back, and I'm about to show those who have covenant with evil what real power looks like. For the seas will roar. The mountains will fall like wax before me. The stars will fall from the sky. The rain shall pour like never before. All of nature, even the seasons, will respond to me. For I am Almighty God, and all nature obeys me. So prepare yourselves. Repent before me, for I will spare no one. Hear me, people. I don't care how long you've been saved. He's saying here, I will spare no one. Return to me now before my judgment is executed against wickedness, for no one will be spared. Now, I understand this is what the Lord is saying to expect. So it doesn't matter what the enemy's doing. We need to make sure there's no darkness in us, that there's no wickedness in us, if you want to survive this particular sweeping and shaking he's bringing on the earth. And he continues, I will sweep the earth. I will sweep this land with my mighty power. He's talking about America. And the earth will respond with gladness. The people will rejoice. For I will turn the tide in your favor, says God, because you have turned your eyes upon me. I am your only help, and I will not disappoint.
Beloved, we who are saved through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ have an inheritance in the land. Babylon was allowed to rule over us for a season. It was also allowed to seize our families and possessions from past generations. But now God's kingdom is at hand. The Lord is demanding that we worship him with the works of our hands to rebuild what the enemy attempted to destroy. His promise to us is that he will shake the wealth and possessions of all nations and return it all back into his kingdom. Therefore, the glory, the wealth, and the splendor of his kingdom will be greater than the glory of that which was before. The greater works of God's people will bring forth the greater glory that will shake the world free from its Babylonian shackles. In Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. If you'd like to partner with us, you can find details at our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Again, that's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.